Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Tonight, the Miami Poetry Collective is releasing its first book of poetry. The collective was founded 2 years ago by Campbell McGrath, the FIU poetry professor and MacArthur Genius Grant winner.
In the new book's introduction, McGrath says the collective wants to rescue poetry from the airless box in which American society has locked it away, help it feel the sun on its skin again.
Maybe toss a frisbee with it, share a drink or two, let it rub shoulders with the other arts, music and painting and film. I first reported this story on Miami's Young Poets about a year ago.
Even in the highest reaches of poetry, there's really no money to be made.
That was Scott Cunningham. Back in November, Scott and some other young poets were sitting around drinking beer with Campbell McGrath at Zeke's on Lincoln Road in South Beach. That night, they founded the Miami Poetry Collective.
If the first line of the poem is also the title of the poem, what's the right way to, like...
You mean with the period?
Maybe I should leave the period, right?
Tonight, the collective is putting together an anthology of poems by Miami poets called The 3 Cent Journal. Each time, it goes up a penny. They say their goal is to get to 50 cents.
It's ready to go. We'll start printing it out. Those of you who have printers and laptops.
4 printers are set up in Scott Cunningham's living room. They print 200 copies of the anthology and bind the booklets with colorful rubber bands. They're watching the Kentucky Derby and they're drinking mint juleps. They're talking about their exes. And they're grumbling that Florida's poet laureate has a lifetime appointment. Edmund Skellings has hung on to the post for almost 30 years.
You think about poetry as a career path. It's sort of like...
Who was talking about poetry as a career path?
Nick Vagnoni just got his master's degree in poetry at Florida International University.
So I guess the idea in the beginning was, you know, get this degree, hopefully get a job teaching creative writing somewhere, and then write all throughout that process, I guess. It's sort of maybe liberating in a sense to know that you know that it's not going to make you any money, and so you don't really worry about that. Like, it's not really even an option.
Dozens of journals publish poetry, but they rarely pay. Even the top journals only pay around $25 or $50 a poem.
I think it's always in the back of a poet's mind. Like, what am I going to do with my life?
Dave Landsberger is a current poetry student.
One of my favorite poets, his name is Lee Young Lee, and he works in a box factory. And, like, that's what he does. Like, he just folds boxes together.
While the anthology is printing, the poets sit in a circle and read their poems out loud.
2 dozen loaves of Cuban bread, brown bags bulging with enough mangoes to last the entire week. A scoured pressure cooker.
It speaks to me in my underwear. The yellow digits simmer in the darkness on a dusty nightstand. Corners of drywall flake like stardust to reveal the sky through cypress panels.
Which they brought you. Chocolate, guacamole, chipotle, and peyote. The other words your dull lips and clumsy fingers cannot seem to handle, they must be Aztec too.
Yadira Peralta's poem came from the difficulty people have pronouncing her name. She was born in Honduras and came to Miami the summer before first grade. For a long time, she had a love-hate relationship with South Florida. But more and more, this is where she finds the scenes that feed her writing.
And I guess a part of me just wants to record it because it is so fascinating and it's not like any other place in the country. Like, I live in Little Havana, so Little Havana is not really that Cuban anymore. I have Ecuadorian neighbors on my left and I have Honduran neighbors across the street from me, so...
Yadira and I walk through the peaceful back streets of Little Havana, away from the bustle of Calle Ocho.
There's a guy on that block. He comes out with 2 parrots in cages, and he lets them out of their cages, and he lets them go up onto the trees. And then he crosses the street, and he throws birdseed out in front of that beige house. And he just sits there and watches all these pigeons drop down and feed.
Poets accept that their poetry won't make them much money. Their parents often have a harder time with that.
My parents didn't really support my doing anything literary. They just thought it was a waste of money to go to school for creative writing. That really just deflated me. And at that point, I remember just saying, well, I won't even take my SAT. I didn't take my SATs. I didn't do anything. I just said, if you guys won't support me in that, then I'm not going to college.
My husband was telling her constantly, be a doctor, be a lawyer.
That's Yadira's mom, Gladys.
Because my husband is more practical about the economic situation. I was very flexible. I only listen. Don't impose nothing in life. Maybe it's because I am a little, also a little dreamer.
Yadira eventually did go to college. She's getting her master's degree at FIU.
My parents haven't come to any readings. I gave a copy of 3 Cent to my sister, and she must have just given it to my mom and said, look at what Yadi wrote. There's a 4-part poem in there called Wrestlers. The jumping off point is my father taking me to Florida Wrestling Federation wrestling matches when I was a kid. And my mom said, I remember that. It was a thing that just you and your dad did. She read the poem and she said she was really touched and that she thought it was really beautiful. That was the first time that she'd read something and actually reacted to it. My father hasn't, so.
Maybe she doesn't know, but I passed to him and he was reading and was laughing because he started to remember exactly all the thing that happened this night within wrestling in Miami Beach. And I will tell her, pass me more and I can be more familiar with your poems. I would like more poems from Yadira.
Gladys says her husband Luis has finally made his peace with the fact that their daughter didn't become a doctor or a lawyer. He calls her an intellectual.
We are the Miami Poetry Collective, and we're selling poems tonight. As I said, subject of your choice, style of your choice, starting at $2.
Yadira and other poets sit at a folding table on a sidewalk in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood. It's an event called Poem Depot. They write poetry on demand on old-fashioned typewriters.
My name's Kristen Chambrow, and I said the first thing that actually just came into my head, which was horseradish. And honestly, I've never even had horseradish before. I just think it's a fabulous-sounding word, and I just thought, if you can write a poem about anything, like, let's see you do it.
The challenge goes to Yadira.
So I immediately sensed that sensation you get when you bite some horseradish and your eyes kind of hurt. And so I'm working from there. I'm holding my ode to horseradish. It says, it's like wasabi or a sucker punch. Once it leaves its destination, it takes a freight train straight to your eyes. But like that hot guy, the one living on the other, forgets to call. Though the getting hurts, it sure is good. By Yadira Peralta. I hope I didn't... Yadira? This is really clever and so fun.
Kristen Chambrow paid $8 for Yadira's horseradish poem. That's 4 times the asking price. Who says there's no money in poetry?
This story was funded in part by a grant from the Florida Humanities Council.
The Miami Poetry Collective has kept publishing its penny journals, and they're about to start work on 7 Cent.
Their first book is being released tonight at 8 at Books and Books in Coral Gables. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. We're the producers of Under the Sun, and we want to remind you it's time to vote on our latest What's Up with South Florida poll. To learn more, visit WLRNunderthesun.org.